It's the 29th of August, 2020. Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, PJ. How you guys doing? It's been a while since I've come on talking with you. Haven't had too much to say. I had a great webcast up and ready to boot and print and everything. And when I went to do it, the system went haywire and I lost the 45-minute show. It's almost 1 o'clock in the afternoon here on a gorgeous Saturday afternoon in Los Angeles, and I'm feeling pretty good. Had a little bowl of cereal, not too much more to eat than that, and trying to orchestrate things and settle down and have a good day, and I'm glad that you can join me. Thinking about neutrality, isn't that something? Thinking about neutrality, what I mean by that is I think it's a wonderful thing to be neutral when it comes to opinions, sides, and everything. Let me give you a good example. I had a great guy came by my house this morning. I was needing to have some electrical work done. And this guy came by and did some classic electrical work on my home a number of years ago. It's been a number of years since I've seen him. He's Anglo, and he brought his brother with him. Daryl and David, and they did a job this morning, 8 o'clock in the morning at the house, because as I've said on numerous occasions, I can't call the landlord when things go wrong. I am the landlord, and having to repair things that break down in the house, it's good to have somebody that knows how to cut off the power and do those things right. And so that I won't find myself getting into an awful lot of harm's way trouble. So he came by and I was watching him work as I was talking to myself and saying that my fellow countrymen are acting out poorly, because Daryl and his brother looks like the kind of people that would support Donald Trump. I mean, they look like those kind of people that would support Donald Trump. And I know him, love him as a brother, and they love me, and they came by and did a little job and didn't charge because they know that my money is extremely insane. And we conversed about an hour, enjoyed one another's company. Me, the black guy, 76, he, the white guy, about 50-ish, with his brother. Obviously, you can tell that they've gone through hard times. Motorcycle-type guys, all right? Type of guys that would go to that little convention where they had the motorcycle thing a few weeks ago. These guys are like that. They would go there. Well, I had to ask myself some questions, and I said, now, why would I feel negative about these people? I had to be neutralized. I can't be negative about those people like I can be negative about my people. All the citizens of this country are my people. All the citizens that are humans are my people. I love people. And what's happened in my country now is that we've allowed the differences of people's behavior to affect how we come across to people that may not be thinking what we are necessarily thinking about them. If you see, we've got to neutralize everything. If things ever get back to normal, which I am heavily doubting that they ever will ever get back to that particular state, what does that mean to me? How am I supposed to live? I went to visit a friend yesterday in their home, and he looked at me and he said, "John, I'm so glad to see that you've thrown those shackles off." And I said, "What shackles?" I think I knew what he was talking about, but I asked him, "What shackles are you talking about?" And basically he told me the shackles of your being indifferent to other people. Because of the way I was raised, because of the way I think, listen to me, because of the way I behave, I have these weird thoughts that maybe other people ought to behave the way I behave. You know what I'm talking about? And that is absolutely foul. Because people can only behave in ways that their life generates for them to behave. This is what I think living to the fullest degree is, okay? Coming into the insight of who you are, why you are, what you are, and where you are, and knowing that, you're free to step outside of that box and experience the beauty of other lives, other people's lives, not only black lives. I don't want people to think that I've become a fanatic or a maniac over black lives. I just love black people. Just love. I can't say it like that. That makes it sound cheap, dirty. Just love? No. The things that molded me, shaped me, identifies me. Listen to what I'm saying. The things that do all those things to you is the life that you are to love the most, because it has bequeathed you. God is involved in that. He's the center and circumference around it. I want to tell you in my own words, I no longer view God under the auspices of organized religion. You see, I'm free. I don't require that kind of... I want you to continue to love God, fervor towards coming close to Him and embracing Him, but I want you to join me in this endeavor. Don't do that, because Jehovah will be pure. And whatever Jehovah gives us that is pure joy to us, and we know it, and we ain't hurting nobody, and we loving the way He gives it, it's all right. Because it all works towards the same thing. I think in the Christian Bible it says, "For we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God. You see? That's the way I'm using that term. It's good. There's certain things about me that makes me 100%. I'd rather go there. And I wish everybody could go there with me. Thinking philosophically about how to normalize the situation that exists sometimes between us as humans, because we build the bridge. Oh. I love the way little kids grow up. Because when they're little, they live in those little bodies and they just look straight ahead and they walk and they, hey, my home is right there. They aren't thinking about normalizing anything. They're too busy putting out the antennas, trying to read what is going on out there. I've been putting out so many antennas for so many years, and I have read what's going on. That's why I like looking at old things. Because if I look at some of the new things, I would get depressed. How can they do this? How can they do that? I'll sound like an old fogey at times. Whereas in essence, my whole attempt has been, I think in the last, 2020? Yeah, in the last 10 years of my life, from 2010 up until now, I have been seeking more and more and more to get into this, to these ideas that these people think with today. And I want to break off from the ideas that I was raised with because they inhibited me. Let me normalize it. Let me tell you what I think about racism. Systemic racism, I can't fathom what that means. I don't think anyone lives that. It's impossible, not when you normalize yourself. Then when you normalize yourself, you quite naturally come in contact with what you may call the outer limits. Because what's happening is you're beginning to embrace. This is what can solve the problem in November when this nation has to vote for who's going to be its proverbial leader. Now, I've said, and I'll say it right now, my leader's already in office, and his name is Jehovah Jireh. He ain't got no skin color, no face. I hear his voice when he speaks to me. And whenever I think death is coming near to me and he is speaking, it has always been something peaceful, beautiful, wonderful, embraceable. Because to leave this life physically on this earth means to be connected spiritually with the Creator that made you. Death is to be wanted or desired. But it's not that way when one's life is young. And I think that's why the outcry for Black Lives Matter is so loud, because there are so many people that are dying that are so young. No, I'm still here. I'm just thinking. Thinking. I want you to think with me. Look at this new America that we're living in. here I am, cloistered. I'm really not cloistered because when I go out, I have three face masks in my car and all over the house. But when I go out and water my front lawn and walk my dog, I am not putting that face mask on. When I walk from 64th Street to 60th and back down, I don't have on a mask because I forgot to put it on when I left the house. And I don't be talking. The people that I talked to on the street were already standing about 20 feet apart because we're neighbors. I'm not trying to be rebellious or anything, but this thing don't scare me. Because I just defined to you what it is to live and to die. I think in that book that I was raised on, the Holy Book, it says, to live is Christ and to die is gain, G-A-I-N, meaning that you contribute. When you dead, when you die, more is contributed to you. You contribute more. You're on a different venue. I don't mind being here. And I love being here. Hey, I want to tell you, you know, if I was a pastor behind the pulpit, and when I was a pastor behind the pulpit, I loved life. I love it now. I love to see young people. And guess what else I love to see? I'm keeping it normalized. I love to see young people struggle. Because that's normal, to struggle. Life is not certainty. Life is not Disney World. Unfortunately, many of our young people were born in Disney World or Marvel Comics, and we develop our idea of what a hero is and what success is by the things that we see around us, which is not necessarily true. I think about it when you talk to advertisers, people that put websites together, they say, John, you have to get with it. These young people don't listen to more than 10 minutes at a time. Keep everything limited. I can't do a webcast under an hour. It's not my intention to play with you. My intention is to get through to you in your minds. Hey, and I'm knocking on wood right now because the sound system is working perfectly. I hear no static, no corruption, nothing. And that is the only way that I do a webcast now. If I get no static and it's clear the way it is right now, I can record this. But anything else, I will not waste my time. I've got to get through to you. So since Amir, I'm thinking about, so what can I do to embellish me? See, what can I do to make me feel good about life? What can I do to embellish myself? Yes. See, if you're cloistered in, and this is why I think, listen to me, this is why I think the panic that many of my evangelical friends are going through right now is because of what organized religion did to you. Now, I read the same Bible that the evangelicals read, but why do you think it is that I don't sound like a lunatic sending three quarters, if not 99 and 9/10% are going to hell, and only a half of 1% may get to heaven, because only the truly holy and self-righteous, which I've never met one in my life, we are doing our damnedest. At the time that we live in, we're doing our best. And I believe God knows that. I've never believed in a works righteousness. So I don't try to do things to appease an angry God that should send me to hell. That's a contradiction. And I don't want to live with contradictions. Let's keep things normal. So that's why I won't join or rejoin a religious and organized religion, cloistered people who can change the definition of a text. Oh, I know. I've been reading this book for most of my adult life. And so I know what's in it, and I know what it means, and I know what's implied. But you see, this is what I did, and I want you to get keyed in. I got entangled with the author of the book personally. Unlike people like John MacArthur, they can't. I got personally entangled with God. He starts speaking to my mind. God is the one that puts these ideas in my mind about living, because what they do is it spews life on when the organized religion has faltered and failed. Because if organized religion did not falter and fail in my lifetime, then you would have Trump as a president and Biden could be the president, would him have two presidents. Let them both rule. Let's have two different cabinets. Okay? And let's let the Democratic cabinet get from their liberal cities and liberal way, that let them do life their way, and let the Trump people do things their way. Split it up right down the middle. Why can't we have two countries in one? You know what? Because you're not normalized. Haven't even learned how to look at somebody and love them. I was doing that yesterday, and the other person said, "You really like doing that, don't you?" And I said, "Yeah." Why is it so difficult to be normal, to just love? Why? Why do we allow people like Joseph Biden and Donald Trump to annoy us to the degree that any of us could either hate any of those individuals or the people that are in their voting camp? Why? Why would you fall into that? My neighbor John is still walking. Walk on, brother. He had a heart attack like me, and he walks around the block, and he always looks when he sees my flag flying outside the window. I'm just sitting on the inside in the studio, musing in my mind as I view this changed America. I remember the years far gone, 2000. My goodness. 2005, 2006, I had just started to do this site, to put energy in it. The conversations that I've had with people, the smiles, the beautiful people that I've seen just in this city since I've been living here. And then when you think about the beautiful people in every city, check it out. Every city, every province, every zip code in this country. Think of it. Beautiful people. Beautiful. And each of them has their own intrinsic love for whatever it is they love. That's God. That's how I think of my neighbors. I was talking with my neighbor yesterday, and we were comparing the weaponry that we have in our homes. And he said to me today, he said, I can't get that hatchet, that axe that you have out of my head. Yes, it's a killing blade. And I think it's a shame that a man of 76 years old has to have a weapon such as that near him if he thinks that his neighbors would come in and attack him. And someday, organized religion can put you in that zone. Yes, it will. And that is what has happened to a lot of these people. They fear that the apocalypse is upon them, when in essence, they are the apocalypse. All they have to do is to normalize. In a sense, it's you wanting to remain in the matrix or to break out of it. I guess I could use that as an example. It may work. Simply because it all appears that the people in the matrix are locked in to do what they do. I escaped. Let's put it that way. Me, I escaped it. You, have you escaped it? And if so, how? And if you're not hurting anybody, and if you're not getting in anybody's way, and if you're able to make it and to live, and to live in a society with other normal people similar to you, welcome, my fellow citizen. You can go to an event and sit down when the Star Spangled Banner be played, and I can stand up. Because it's normal for me to stand up when I hear that and put my left or right hand over my heart. I'd love to salute it, because when I salute the flag, I'm saying you damn straight, boy, for these 76 God-loved years, I've been living under this banner flying red, white, and blue star, spangled banner. I know they had a major march in Washington yesterday. I just saw it on a fluke. Nobody called and told me they were going to have it. Why? Because that stuff doesn't listen. Stop all of that talking and marching, and stop your unruly children from going down city streets wreaking havoc on the citizenry. Got these white evangelicals all up in arms, scared somebody's going to come into a town and turn over a statue. Come on, people, we can do better than this. We can if we normalize ourselves. Get out of that zone that somebody else has put us in. I don't know. If I stay in my house and if I don't get out there, listen to this. If I stay in this house and don't get out there, I'm going to go batty eventually. And because I'm starting to just go out, I'm just starting to get in my car and drive, you know? And I'm not talking about with the windows rolled up tight. I'm talking about with the window down and the sunroof open, and I'm in my car. I'd be waiting for the red light to catch me so I can stop and just look at some of these beautiful people. Every time I drive my car in Los Angeles, I see a person that I never seen before. Either come down my street or I meet. I see the same people over and over again, but there's not a day that goes by that I have not seen a person that I've never seen before in this city as I drive all over town and go through it. That lets you know how many of us are. And we can't get along. We need to become normalized again. Something happened. Because when my electrician was working, he white, struggling to live. I'm black, struggling to live. I looked at him and said, damn, I love that boy. And it made the job and everything go much. We normalized it. Oh, and we spoke about what's going on between white and black. And guess what we both said? Man, we just hate what we see going on in our country. See, normalized. But you don't want to get on the far left and the far right. Excuse my French. Please, I don't want to offend anybody. But fuck them people. All right? And if I should get ill, this plague that's supposed to be out there and whatnot. You know this. Oh, death, where's your sting? Grave, where's your victory? So the best thing you can do is kill me. Because as long as I'm not dead, I'm alive and I'm going to live it. And I will pay homage to the Most High with my entire being, with my entire mind. And I want to bring as many people to that point to honor God, to love God, and to extol Him the way that I do, with no music, with no fanfare. We are living through difficult times, people. And we will need Jehovah to bring us through. And you will never know Jehovah until you normalize yourself. Very few of us do it because it's difficult to normalize. We're so busy getting caught up in other people's frenzy. It's like my daughter told me, Daddy, Trump said he wants to cut off Social Security. I think I wrote my daughter on my Facebook, and I said, I'm not concerned about that, basically. I'm going to be all right. I'm not worried about Social Security. God is my Social Security. You see, when you have a belief that far magnifies itself, and it trivializes the things you think are important, you see. Normalize. Too many thoughts can come into your head. Clog your mind with foggy ideas. And you spend weeks and months discussing with other people, nonsense. Total nonsense. Oh, if you kiss that boy and hold his hand, you going to hell, girl. Total nonsense. Normalize. And I'm not trying to start some hypnotic website. Flip that. Because I know it's some. See, when you're abnormal, you think abnormal things. This is me. Same Junie boy, same John Goldman, same one that's been at this address all these years. Same one, same website, same man preaching, same man teaching, same man all over YouTube. That's me. Normalized. I don't care what nobody say. Everybody I come in contact with, I want to love them. I don't care if I don't know their language. I find myself watching more foreign films now because I want to fall in love with the culture, fall in love with the way they speak with each other, the sounds of what they're saying and what they mean. That's why when I read the subtitles, it brings to life the people of these foreign cultures and these foreign movies that I watch. Why? Because I love people. I get a kick out of watching the old films, you know, the colorized films of places like New York, Los Angeles back in the 20s, and Times Square back when they first started making films. I love watching that. And then when they colorize them and put them in HD, it makes it look like a live color picture today. It brings them back to life. And I think about those people that have been dead for years. The bodies that I see walking around are dead. Their children are dead. And I'm some of their grandchildren. And all the people that my family knew, and you keep going back and back, back. We are all brothers and sisters. And this that we're going through, the hatred, the way that you get out of that is you have to become normalized. Discover who you are, your thesis. Then you live that out. And try not to waste your time listening to voices. That's going to pull you away from being a normal human being. It's abnormal for me to think that I would be able to stay sheltered in my house. Somebody told me today that they think it's going to last 3 more years. And I was surprised to hear that. 3 more years. No, I am not. I cannot live like that. That is like almost being in jail. That's why when I leave to take my walks, I don't think about no mask because in my mind, I'm free. That's why these people are breaking, you know, out there going to the beach, doing whatever the hell they want to do because they say, I'm not going to go crazy. Because if I stay, and you should hear my daughter sometime, have you been staying home, Daddy? I just laugh. Now, if I catch something out there, then I done just caught it. Or it done caught me. But I'm not going to live like that. No, that's not life. That's not normalizing. That's living in fear. And my Bible tells me an awful lot about how not to live in fear. Perfect love. Man, isn't that wonderful? That was a wonderful verse. I didn't know how wonderful that verse was until right now. Perfect love casts out all fear. That's what I'm talking about. Normalize. And that brings you into a status of perfect love. I've talked 40 minutes and I don't have any drinking water out. What is my problem? Perfect love casts out all fear. That speaks volumes, doesn't it? And that's the way I love people when I see them, with perfect love. And that's normal for me. That's why I was telling my neighbor. Ah, the feeling of cool water going down your throat. There's nothing like it. But my brothers and sisters in certain parts of the world are not blessed enough to take a cold bottle of water out of an office refrigerator, take the little cap off and drink it and feel that. Some people are dying of thirst in other parts of the world. And what are we killing each other over here? When we can reach in a refrigerator and get a bottle of water. See how senseless our social religion is? See how senseless that is? Normalize. When you think about your brother and sisters, can you really help them? What can you do to help them here? Well, if you're looking to protect what you got, and you don't want nobody else touching it, right. You've got to make some boundaries, draw off those boundaries, and those of us on the other side of the boundaries has to respect that because that's just the way you are. I understand. Because I've normalized. Well, I guess I've spoken enough about it. That's where I am on this date, the 29th of August in the year 2020 from the Lucy Coleman Studio, United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth. This is John Coleman saying thank you for coming to my website and for spending just a little time with me.